This is UN News Today with me, Daniel Johnson. The headlines. Ukraine's main children's hospital likely received a direct hit when it was struck on Monday, say UN rights monitors. Gazans are continuing to reel from intensified malnutrition and heat risks, and arbitrary detentions and impunity are happening on a massive scale in Libya, the Human Rights Council hears. The head of the Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine said on Tuesday that early analysis of video footage from the children's hospital in Kyiv, where dozens were killed and injured during Russian bombardment, indicated a high likelihood that it suffered a direct hit. Danielle Bell, head of the Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine, said that available evidence so far pointed to a direct hit of a KH-101 missile launched by the Russian Federation.
The factors suggesting that it was a direct hit are based on video footage, which shows the technical specification of the type of weapon that was used. It shows the weapon directly impacting the hospital rather than being intercepted in the air. And thirdly, my military expert visited the site yesterday and observed damages at the site that were consistent with a direct hit.
At a Security Council meeting in New York on Tuesday, the Russian Federation denied responsibility for the attacks, blaming instead Ukrainian missile defense systems for the heavy damage inflicted on the hospital in Kyiv. The desperate plight of migrants and refugees, tortured, trafficked and sold in Libya, should prompt the international community to consider halting its agreement with the North African country on asylum seekers and migration, UN Rights Chief Volker Türk said on Tuesday. Addressing the Human Rights Council, Mr. Türk said that the abuse was happening at scale, along with forced labour, extortion and starvation in intolerable conditions of detention. Mass expulsions, the sale of human beings, including children, are also widespread in Libya, Mr. Türk continued, maintaining that collusion between state and non-state actors was responsible. The UN Rights Chief's concerns over the treatment of vulnerable people trying to cross the Mediterranean to the European Union follow repeated allegations by independent rights experts of alleged reckless behaviour by the Libyan Coast Guard, including firing at or near migrant vessels and ramming boats to make them capsize before returning the survivors to Libya. In Gaza, soaring temperatures, hunger and unsanitary conditions are posing an ever more deadly threat to a population under constant attack, UN humanitarians warned on Tuesday. UN Health Agency spokesperson Tarek Jazarevich said that according to the enclave's health authorities, 34 people have died of malnutrition and dehydration so far in Kamal Adwan Hospital alone, where 60 cases of severe acute malnutrition were detected last week. Malnutrition is definitely one of the factors that reduces the immunity, especially of the vulnerable population, the elderly and children, who then can't really cope with any disease or any pathogen that they can get, the UN Health Agency official said, as he went on to describe how Gazans faced a vicious circle of not having enough access to food, to clean water, to clean sanitation, and not having access to basic health services.